By entering the fourth tower, Jack Flanders now finds himself trapped in the palace of the wicked Kubla Kubla. But not only is he trapped, he's pursued by Kubla Kubla's little green-eyed, demented demon dwarves. Jack flails at the grabby little creatures, his sturdy staff taking out dozens with each hearty swing. But still they come, more and more, from out of the woodwork, from everywhere.
God, I just can't keep them off much longer. This yellow brick road just leads around and around in a circle. There must be a way out of this palace. This staff I'm flailing these demons with, I swear it's beginning to glow. Either from demon dust or it has some magic of some sort. Yes, the more this staff glows, the less close these demons dare come. I see. They've fallen back to regroup for a final attack. And the wicked Kubla Kubla himself is going to direct the attack. Oh, God, he's holding his baton high and... That song is causing them to go into a mad frenzy. I've got to get out of here. Wait. The staff, it's almost alive. It's tugging at my hands. It's directing me to those steps that lead downwards into solid blackness. What if it's a trap? Still, I have no choice but to follow. Oh, the staff glows a pale, bluish light. I can see quite well. The steps seem to lead in a spiral down and down, deeper and deeper into the bowels of the earth. This is a horrible place to be trapped. No room to fight. Still, these steps go deeper, deeper. And up there, they're still rehearsing, so I have a chance. Oh, here's the bottom. Oh, there's a heavy door here. I'll see if I can just push it. It must be locked from the other side. Maybe it's just jammed. Damn, it won't budge.
It had better budge, Jack, because those tiny, horrible, little, demented demon dwarves have completed choir practice and are now worked into a frothing, fiendish frenzy, and are about to storm down those spiral steps and leap for your throat. And speak of the devil, here they come.
Yikes, here they come, and I'm trapped at the bottom of this well. Oh, come on, door, please open. Oh, no, it won't budge. In a moment, they'll be on me, tickling me until I fall to the floor. I've got to get out somehow.
Psst, Jack, use your staff. Strike the lock with your staff.
Good idea. It opened. I'm free.
And just in the nick of time, for those fiendish creatures are almost upon him.
I'm back in the fourth tower. I've got to seal this door before they enter the tower. Otherwise, they'll overrun all of Inverness. What a nauseating thought.
Too late to close. For as Jack pushes the heavy door, they push back with a force greater than his. His feet slip on the damp stone floor, and in they pour into the fourth tower, one over the other, leaping upon his fallen body. But they melt. Like soft oleomargarine, they slowly melt into a soggy green puddle, seeping and sizzling into the cracks. The remaining demons that have not stepped into the tower take flight back to where they came.
Well, I'll be darned. As soon as those nasty little demons stepped into the fourth tower, they dissolved. As though this tower were a sacred place and would not tolerate such blasphemy. Phew. I don't think I'm prepared to venture any further up into this tower. I think I'll return and rest a bit at Inverness.
And so Jack returns, back down the steps of the tower, across the extension ladder bridge, back through the walls of the old Victorian mansion, and in through the sliding panel in the study.
Well, it's good to be back. Seems like I've been away for years. Odd. Things look different, somehow. It's strange that there's no one about. So quiet.
Welcome back!
Oh, it's you, Jives. I didn't see you standing in the shadows there. You scared me.
Did you have a pleasant trip, Master Jack?
Jives, come over here. Step into the light. Jives! What happened? You're so old.
Master Jack has been away for a long time.
Ooh, everybody has an external model in the West of what you're supposed to do. I'll do this. I'll go from point A to point B, and then I'll be there. Where will you be? Well, I'll be here. Well, if you could be here, you'd be here. You think by going there, you'll be here? See, it's only when you realize that there's no there that you're here. And until then, you keep going there. Interminably. Lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. Right? It's always there.
Jack Flanders has returned from the mysterious fourth tower, the tower that appears only to the eyes of those that are destined to enter into its strange levels of existence. Now, once again, inside the old Victorian mansion of Inverness, Jack meets the butler, Jives. Jives looks very old and weathered.
Jives, how long have I been away?
Many years, Master Jack.
Many years? I can't believe that. I've only been gone a few hours, a day at most.
Time slips past, and it slips fast.
But I don't understand what could have happened.
Time's free will. Look in that there mirror, Master Jack.
Oh, let me see. Oh, thank God. The same as always. Tell me, Jives, the others, are they...
changed? Here come that little Frida.
Little Frida. So she's back. But what will she look like?
Oh, Jack, it's so good to see you.
Yeah, I'm glad to see you too, but I don't understand. You're exactly the same as when I left.
You've only been gone a few hours, Jack.
But Jives here, he's gone. Well, you should have seen him. He was really old.
Really? I saw him an hour ago, and he looked fine. Maybe he's an old quick change artist or something.
Or something, yeah. A disguise expert, maybe. Anyway, how did you get back?
Oh, I wanted to hear about your adventures.
Well, first tell me how you materialized again.
It was simple. When we were at the temple, the energy was so strong that I knew I could dissolve if I cared to let myself go. So I did.
Well, how'd you get back through?
Well, it's hard to explain. It's a matter of not getting scared and letting yourself go. Anyone can do it, and then you reappear by simply gathering yourself back together again. Concentration, one-pointedness of mind, that sort of thing.
But where were you?
That's what I want to hear from you.
Okay. Well, after you'd dissolved and I was headed back to the mansion, suddenly I saw the tower. I took off running as fast as my legs could carry. So then the little green-eyed gooseberry demons melted away as soon as they stepped into the tower. Odd the way that happened.
Then you're certain Lord Giles may be there? Somewhere?
Possibly. That he did enter the fourth tower, that much I'm certain of. But whether he's still all right and what level he might be on, I'm just not sure. Finding Lord Giles is going to be like searching for a porcupine in a pin factory.
I heard that remark, and I don't see the point of it all.
Oh, Auntie... it's good to see you again.
Why, have I been somewhere? So, you've been out risking your skin for that foolhardy husband of mine.
But there's a possibility that Uncle Giles may still be alive.
Oh, Jack. Stand still a moment. Let me look at you. Yes, you're different than you were yesterday.
Hmm?
You have that adventurous spark in your eyes now, like Henry used to have. Poor Henry. The last of his kind, and yet one of the first.
I don't understand.
Little Frida, please puff your Havana taper in some other direction. My nostrils are beginning to feel like Venus flytraps snapping for air.
Sorry, Lady Giles.
As I've said, Cuba is fine and Castro is fine for the Cubans, but in my house, keep Havana downwind, please.
Yes, Lady Giles.
In fact, let us leave the sanatorium for expiring tobacco leaves and receive some fresh morning air out on the terrace.
You were saying, Auntie, about Uncle Giles being the last of his kind, and yet one of the...
Yes, yes, he was. One of the last great explorers and adventurers. And look at you, Jack. Where can you go now? Africa, South America, Borneo? Hardly. The day for that kind of explorer is over. I am talking about new continents, new worlds, planes of existence beyond the imagination. This is the new explorer, hearty like the old breed, and yet requiring a sensitivity and discipline and spirit that selects only those who are most careful to do it right. Oh, what is that?
It's Dr. Missoula. He's running as though the very devil was after him.
Coming after him.
Holy smokes, it's the dragon.
I warned Dr. Missoula, watch yourself poking around in that dragon's cave, but no, he wouldn't listen. Now look at the old codger run. He's hot on your heels. Faster, faster, Dr. Missoula. Faster!
Start right where you are, and you be as conscious as you can be at that moment, and take everything that happens to you day or night, night too, dreams too, all of it, and just pass it through the mill of the witness. Just watch it all go by. Note it, honor it, understand it, and let it all go by. Yes, and that too, right, and that too. And when you get angry and you forget and then you wake up and you see you were angry, don't sit around being preoccupied with what a bad cat you were for getting angry. That's just more attachment. Just go on with it. Ramana Maharshi said, if all the people that sat around complaining, alas, I am a sinner, would just do the method instead of that, they'd all become enlightened. We're all going to trip and fall thousands of times every day. Every day, somebody, the demons are coming so fast, all the words, all the thoughts, every time you say, I'm hungry, that is a demon. Because who's hungry? That's just an illusion. And you've just identified with hunger again for the 10 billionth time. But they're pretty persuasive, aren't they? They're pretty good demons. The body is a really good one. It really sucks you in. You try to sit in the lotus position for 6 hours, your body will show you where it's at. Think you're going to do in the ego that easy? You think the knee is not going to say, I'm here. And I'm your knee and you know it and I hurt. See?
Heard Robert Lorick as good old Jack Flanders, Valerie Mamchis as Lady Jowls, Laura Esterman as the Madonna Vampira, and Dave Herman as the narrator. Moog compositions by Randy Cohen, the intro and outro theme by Paul Combs, and script by Meatball Fulton.
Fourth Tower is produced by ZBS Media.